listen, don't mention the war. I mentioned it once, but I think I got away with it all right. So, it's all forgotten.
Well, hello.
Hello. What episode?
This is Don't Mention the Fussball 10.
10. To celebrate the occasion, we have guests.
We do.
Let's start with the lady.
Ladies
Simon,
first.
Come on, be nice. You are...
Cynthia.
She doesn't want to talk about the sign she's making, just for our listeners. Cynthia from Canada.
From Calgary.
But she's in Tempelhof now, so she's representing with me. And we have Patrick, our only listener so far. Oh. Who's going to listen to this then?
I always tweet about the listener. Well, here he is.
Yeah, I'm from Canada as well. And now you can turn off your podcast. Goodbye. From Canada. Hi.
Hello.
Nice to meet you.
You're from?
Quebec, actually. If you notice a trace of a French accent.
Of a French accent.
Yeah. But as I said... I'm French Canadian. I'm Quebecois. I'm not French. Okay. So you can stop with the baguette jokes and the beret and all that stuff, because that doesn't apply in Quebec.
No problem, eh?
That doesn't apply in Quebec either.
That's you.
Yes, that's okay. Western Canada. Yes.
And you are Simon?
I'm lost. Hopelessly lost.
Just a normal day at the office.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Normal sort of drill.
Simon is from Ingelunde. And he comes over here to celebrate his northern heritage? Because he always says he's from Norway. Or
I don't. You keep on saying
that. You say
that. You're just making it up. Completely. It's just total random yanness. That's what this is.
That's a good title for the episode.
Yeah, pretty much. Anyway, enough of this. What are we going to be talking about this time?
You didn't introduce me.
You? You're Yan.
Not Yawn, as the Americans say. Okay, 10th episode. We have to talk about an away game in Frankfurt.
Frankfurt.
Frankfurt, as the Spanish say.
I think so, yeah.
We both took our watches so off, and it's funny. Mm-hmm.
Are you guys going to fight?
No, it's just okay.
It was just clunking against the table.
Yeah, right.
It was annoying, so...
Okay.
Yes. It went to the red.
Special sound effect.
I saw
two.
That.
No,
it's
more.
It's empty. No, it's okay. I'm good.
We have water.
I'm sorry.
Water?
Oh no, I'm good. Thank you.
Simon, second game.
Second game is Augsburg at home.
When do that first, and then go to the other game? Okay, let's go.
No, there were positive things from both.
Did we watch the same game?
We'll talk about that later.
Okay.
Frankfurt first.
Frankfurt. Match day 31? Hang on.
I think so, yeah.
To look at my table.
It is a nice table.
No. my Excel file.
Yeah, it must have been. Yeah, it was 31.
Match day 31. 51,000 visitors. Hertha BSC 3-0 after a 0-0 at halftime. It's funny, the good games I never watch. I didn't watch the Leipzig game live, which is good because I would have died by a heart attack. And this one I didn't watch either. I think I came home when, I don't know, I was at a Baumarkt, getting gardening stuff and soil and shit. And
you missed a Hertha game to go and get gardening stuff.
I recorded it.
No commitments on people.
That's blasphemy.
Oh,
do you have a pitchfork?
No.
Pitchfork can you buy?
It's down in the garden if you want.
Oh, yeah. Good. Okay.
I don't know.
Nice.
It was a friend's birthday. I didn't think they would get anything from that game.
No, I didn't.
So it was a friend's birthday and you went to the home improvement store.
On the way home because they live far out.
Did you want to buy him a plant for his birthday?
No. We came back from the birthday. And I went to this what's it called?
Bauhaus?
Bauhaus. But
okay.
What do you call the place? Hardware store?
Home improvement store.
With a gardening center.
Yes.
On top. I went to Fürstenwalde and I wore my shirt which says,
mm-hmm.
Can you read it out, please?
Nazis raus, aus den Stadien.
What does it mean?
Nazi, out with the Nazis from the stadium.
Yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And... some people took offense with the shirt. I saw there.
What?
Really?
Yeah, of course. Brandenburg.
Jesus. Okay.
Anyway. I didn't I watched the real life and stuff, but I don't remember the game much because I'm old. Simon? Well, Simon has notes he can't read.
Yeah, it's so just normal drill.
Normal drill.
Our regular listener, Patrick here, will appreciate that I can't usually read my notes, but
right.
it got off to a pretty nervous start, that game.
Oh!
Yeah, in fact, a very nervous start.
Yeah, I read your blog yesterday to prepare.
Yeah. Well, that's part of the reason why I wrote it. But, I mean, there were two back passes, fairly early on in the game. The first one from Lecky, I think it was, and then a second one from Rekic.
Rekic was horrible.
Both weren't nice. And the Rekic one... pretty much, yes. And it was that we were only... Because Jarstein was well beaten. It was just the bar that stopped it going in. It hit the bar.
He stood there like...
More or less like straight down. Absolutely horrendous. And of course, when you're going into a game thinking that you're not going to get very much from this, and it starts off with you know, our sort of players making back passes to Jarstein that were nowhere near him, really. That was quite frightening.
Looked like a normal day.
I think we might be having a bit of an issue with wayward back passes. Perhaps something we could pick up on later on, maybe. Yeah.
But your flight's leaving, so... But then, scoring nine. 58th minute.
Well, Selke was...
Fouled. There was a foul. There was contact. And my wife said he fell in that strange way because he wanted to make sure not to tear anything.
That's very diplomatic of her to say that. He did go down quite... dramatically. Do you remember?
I don't remember.
I'll show you.
No, don't demonstrate. Well, you'll do yourself a mischief.
He was, if that's his legs, he went like this.
Oh, okay.
He was hit in the leg, in the knee, and there was contact.
Mm. Even on the replays and things, they did say there was contact.
Yes.
Just, yeah.
But it makes sense that he just threw his legs up to make sure they don't get...
Yeah. I guess that's true. But, I mean, it went to the video assistant ref, didn't it? And
yes.
The referee went along and looked in his little TV. He wasn't just looking at the, you know, back issues of The Simpsons. He was looking at the football.
We're not going to talk about the VAR today.
We're not? Okay, then. But anyway, he looked at it and he was sure. And penalty given.
You're bored.
Listener, if you hear gentle snoring in the background. Anyway, and Selke went up to take the penalty. Bang. Thank you very much.
Did you see his celebration after that?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
I love him.
He was so pumped up.
When, you know, right after the season, they said, okay, we have Selke. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, no. I don't want that guy because I didn't like him.
Oh, okay.
But then there's a video, we have linked that before. There's a video by some stupid religious guy who's really an idiot, but Selke is really nice in that one. It was from back when he was playing with Leipzig. He's a good guy. And I like the way he...
Yeah. And he grabbed his the Hertha badge, didn't he?
Don't we all... Oh, shh!
You don't have it. Yeah, I think you sent me a link to that interview.
I sent you one. Well, he sent me one.
But yeah, I remember some of it. But would you say that the MVP for this season could it be Selke?
We can talk about this later, okay?
Okay, sorry.
Sorry, we have to get through the game first. But it's
no, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so it's a pretty good question.
And Cynthia, you might be interested to learn that. I mean, I'm.
He's mansplaining now.
No. I'm straight, all right. But Selke is a strikingly good-looking guy, honestly.
Everybody's a crush on Selke now. Our friend Nico too.
I'll show you.
Hello, Nico.
I'd love to see.
Yeah, no, honestly.
I'll show you on the iPad. It's bigger.
Yes.
He's on Instagram.
Everyone is fighting to find pictures first.
Oh, it's on
my favorite.
I'm letting
you get on with it.
Okay, let me have a look.
Here. Simon, say something so people don't get bored.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's not a good picture, but
yeah.
Like, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's it, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So yes,
right?
He scored.
Yes.
the listener would be, I don't know, be amazed or depressed by these people frantically trying to pull up pictures of Davy Selke. But, it passes the time, doesn't it?
Yeah, but you're from England. You had Michael Owen and what's the other guy with the...
Big ears.
Yeah.
Big ears. Oh, Gary.
Gary
Lineker.
No. Younger. The one without the hair, with popo hair, put here. Menu. Now back to... What's his name?
I have no idea who you're talking about.
He was your only striker for a couple of years.
Rooney? No.
Michael Rooney.
Wayne Rooney.
Wayne Rooney.
Wayne Rooney.
Yeah.
He doesn't have ears, does he?
Yes, he does.
Let's look it up.
Oh, no. We're not going there.
Frantic Googling ensues.
Yeah. With Jan pulling his ears out like this, I thought he was doing an impression of Shrek or something.
Yes.
That's what it looked like.
And we cannot go from Zelke to Rooney. No. You know, it's too much of a downgrade. No. You know? Our heads would explode.
I'll show you after the show. I'll show you a picture that they take after when they're showering afterwards. All the six packs. You'll like that.
Oh, that's my favorite.
As Sylvain is googling how to make a news, to make a news, so I can end this.
I'm just looking at the connections to get me to the airport.
Hey, anyway. Seriously,
that's not too bad.
That's big ears.
Really?
Look, okay. And his hairline has not receded, but
whatever.
Come back.
He's had the hair graft. That's
he has actually. Yeah.
What are we talking about?
Oh, I don't know. You started it. You were talking about.
Oh, he said that Zeke was sexy.
I thought we were talking about six packs.
That's all I heard.
That's for later, along with the player of the season.
Yes.
So, six packs of the season.
White t-shirt contest.
Selke's six pack. That's the player of the season right there. Probably. I don't know.
He has a tiny dog, and he always posts dinner pictures with his.
From six pack to tiny dogs. Jesus. Okay.
Instagram.
Random.
Anyway, we hadn't talked about the. Oh, yeah. There was a penalty.
Yeah,
58
right.
Minutes.
Back on track. Yes,
yeah,
the penalty.
Like
not long after though. I don't know if you've seen the replay at the other end with Shalbred. Yes, he was giving a bit of a man hug, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Too?
It's
and,
okay.
And fell over with the Frankfurt player.
It's okay for men to show feelings.
Mm.
Yeah, it was a penalty, but then he would have missed it anyway.
But it wasn't given.
It wasn't given.
It wasn't given. So.
Okay, Zeke went crazy.
But that, yes, got away with it. Wow. Could have changed the complexion of the game.
Then Kalou came on.
Back. Yeah, Kalou made a big impact, didn't he? He did
very well indeed.
Kalou can be so frustrating sometimes because it's
sometimes.
Yes, often.
For the second assist, he was doing what Kalou can do extraordinarily well. In that he sort of dribbled through some players, then did some sort of turn somehow or other,
yeah.
And then he slotted the pass across, and it was just a tap in, wasn't it, for Espine, who had just come on.
Aizen, please.
AE7. Yeah, but
you have to explain it to her.
That's his nickname, Alexander Espine.
But it's
number
a joke.
7.
It's a joke because Cristiano Ronaldo is CR7, and we make fun because. Esvine is sometimes limited in his footballer skill.
Mm.
I remember this one assist where
he's number 7 as well, though, isn't he?
Yes.
Yes.
But I remember one play where the cross came in and he totally missed the ball and it became an assist because the ball went all the way to the next guy. And he put it in.
Nice.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but what was the, oh yeah, Kalou came in and he gave this assist, which was again reviewed by the referee, the video assistant.
That,
yeah, it took some time because he was.
Oh, that's cool, because they were debating about whether it was offside,
yes,
weren't they? Which it wasn't. So, because he passed it through to Lecky, who was definitely onside, but Selke. Wasn't.
Okay.
I was offside,
okay.
But he wasn't playing in the. You know,
he wasn't involved in the play.
He wasn't involved in the play, so
okay.
it went to the ref, and Selke was sort of protesting to the ref quite enthusiastically, but it was given. Yes,
nice.
You win some, you lose some. Oh yeah, and then the The thing is that Frankfurt had their cup match on Wednesday night, I guess. Wednesday or Tuesday? They had a game earlier this the week.
Yeah, so they were probably a bit tired, to be fair to them.
I mean, Kalou going past... what's his name? Something with R.
He went Kalou past. Doesn't go past anybody. But
I keep telling you, Kalou, it's not about how fast you are, but how you can get past the guy, and he's good in that. And Kalou, I think after the game, the goals by Zelke, Kalou is now second in scoring. I have 11 goals here, so I think that's it. Yeah, he didn't score any more goals, but he has 14, and Zelke has now 15. Nice. Scorer points, assists, and goals.
Yeah. Cool.
We have to talk about transfers later, because I compiled this wonderful statistic.
Wow.
Okay, Kalou went past whatever his name was, then he did a spin in the box.
Which was really neat.
Yes. And then nice for the and then S-Man came in and they're like, oh my god, the shot looked like, I don't know. Oh my, it went in. And then the whole thing was over.
Yeah, I think it just bounced off his foot, actually.
Like the one at Hoffenheim where he scored with his shoulder.
Whatever works.
Absolutely. You know? I'll take it.
We're not proud. Judging.
Whatever floats your boat.
Exactly.
Yes. So, it was a... What I hated about the reactions on Twitter and in the press was... Sorry.
Talking about Selke's boyish good looks, he got a clop to the face, didn't he? It was one of the defenders, one of the Frankfurt defenders.
The Japanese.
I can't read my writing. Is Hasaki or something like that?
Hasiba.
Hasiba. Right. Because he gave him an elbow right to the mush, didn't he?
Yes.
And got a red card for the privilege.
The entire stadium gasped in terror.
No, not Selke.
No, not his beautiful nose.
Yeah. Anyone else but Selke. I'm trying to think of the I'm gonna ugliest quote unquote player on Hertha, and I was gonna say not Selke, but rather that guy. Yeah, good call. Yeah.
He's not classically, but he's more like a Greek god.
We are so shallow.
Yes.
It's, yeah.
Okay, let's talk about jerseys now. No, but I was saying...
With the hand gesture to go with it.
Oh, yeah, the reactions on Twitter. The day after the game, Eintracht Frankfurt official account posted something with get well soon, because it came out that he had...
A concussion.
And not broken but bruised. What's the face?
Cheekbone. Yeah.
No more. Like,
orbital?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yes, and then.
But it was quite a cluttering.
But the replies underneath were like, oh, I hope you die, you dirty
son. That's nice.
Always classy in defeat. Yeah. Also, I think that Frankfurt goes for anything that can somehow. Take the attention away from the Kovac decision and how it came along. Kovac is leaving for Bayern, and it came out one day before a big game, and it was a bit of a
mess. Yeah,
yeah, it wasn't that pretty. Anything else, Simon?
Not from that one.
Win.
Great 3 points away, though. Unexpected bonus.
Boners.
Sorry.
It's not normally like this. Well, he is, actually.
Yeah. No.
It's worse, usually.
It's him and you? No.
Oh, okay. So we are disrupting the chemistry. All
right. The non-chemistry right here. We like the two old guys from Muppet Show.
Oh, yeah. Waldorf and...
Waldorf and...
Astoria. No,
no. Waldorf and... Not Steiner, but...
It's something... Sounding?
I gotta look it up. So please.
Muppet Show? The two old guys? One, two. Waldorf and Stadler.
Yeah, that's it.
No, I'm not Jewish, I'm sorry. Okay.
Stadler, yeah.
So we can wrap up that game?
Yep, yeah, all done.
What I'm upset with is, back before that match day, we were fifth in away games. You don't want to know where we are in the home games.
No. It's been a strange season. We commented on that before. In previous seasons, we've done very well at home.
Yeah, that's true.
Very difficult to beat.
That's true.
And it's been pretty much the opposite this time round, which...
And the coaching staff didn't change in
no,
the meantime?
No, so what that's all about, and who knows? Who knows, but it's...
I mean, you
tend to go to the home games rather than the away ones. It's a bit of a downer,
yes,
really.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
remember a time where every game was a downer?
Yes.
Okay, so we are done with that one. And now we're going over to FCA BSC. It was a sunny day, like the one they had promised the 2 weeks before.
Yes, but it wasn't the last time. But this time it was. It was a really nice, hot, sunny day. Sat outside the ground beforehand, downed a couple of beers. Gluten-free beers.
Mm-hmm. In the stadium? Outside.
No, outside, sitting in the sun. Randomly, I bumped into... my wife and I bumped into a couple of fans from Manchester.
Again.
Yes, I seem to be destined to meet fans from Manchester for every home game.
Those are the people who have the table tennis ball in their mouth when they speak English, right?
if you say so, yeah.
That's what I got from it.
In it. In it. But they are a very nice couple. They actually work for Manchester City, both of them.
I was going to ask, are they United or City fans?
City. Curiously, they'd come up to Berlin. They wanted to watch this match because he was ex-army and he was based in Osnabrück, apparently.
Okay.
So he'd been to Germany a lot and he really liked Germany. But they'd come over to watch the Hertha game.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just sitting there sort of having a beer and soaking up the sunshine. And they were going to fly back the following morning, so on Sunday morning, and they're going to go and watch City play. That's dedication, though. Coming out, you know, watching a game here and then going back straight home to watch your own team.
But the question that would burn my lips to ask, but it would be: were they City fans back then when they were in the third division before the money started coming in?
Who knows? I didn't ask.
that was probably the smartest move.
Yeah,
not to ask.
Yeah.
Because I'm always not cautious, but wary of City fans for that reason.
Customers.
Yeah, well, they lived in the city centre, I think they said, and they worked for the club.
Who knows? Yeah, in that case, probably, but weren't they as recently as 2003 in the third division, or am I misremembering completely?
I think you're probably right.
But
I think they came up through the championship.
More about this. Mm-hmm. On the Man City podcast next week.
Yes. Anyway, I digress. I thought I'd mention the fact, and I didn't get your name because I'm really rubbish at that. I do that sort of thing all the time. So
my name's Jan.
Yeah,
Patrick Sincher.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I'm Simon. But whoever you were, hello.
Hello.
That's it. Done.
Right.
I've done. What about the game?
Oh,
the formation. was exactly the same as the previous one. It was 4-2-3-1. But they started with Kalou this time.
Yeah.
They took off.
He was so bad at defending this time. He was like, he did a visor impression.
Oh no. Not that bad, surely.
I'm just happy the guy behind us who always yells when Kalou plays, he wasn't there.
Oh.
We have one guy behind us who hates Kalou and he hates Duda. Whenever they're in, he's just... For example, once there was an exchange, they made a substitution and Kalou went off and Duda came. Like,
nice. Full-blown rant. Yeah.
The good thing is I missed some of the playing time because I had some issue with the banners we were hanging and I got to talk to the nicest supervisor ever. He's really nice. I gave him stickers and he likes our fan club and he came by and said, "What?" And he said something I can't mention here.
Okay.
About the one of the orderlies, no, what you call them?
Stewards?
One of the stewards told us we had to take off our flag, our banners, because they were blocking the view of TV. Our famous and beloved new shirt sponsor starting next season.
Oh, yeah.
So looking forward to that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we have like 3 banners hanging there. I'll show you, ma'am. You go on and talk.
So that Augsburg game ended up 2-2, right?
2-2.
Yeah. And Hertha had to come from behind. They were trailing.
They did, yeah.
And if I remember, I'm not sure that was during that game, but there was a goal recently that Weiser completely switched off. Like he couldn't be bothered defend.
It wasn't
during that game, right?
No, it wasn't. Before that.
It was the entire season.
It was the previous home game.
Okay,
that's it. And he's not played since then. In fact, I don't think he's even been on the bench.
Yeah, but he's moving to Leverkusen next season.
He's
going
to somebody.
No, it's. I mean, I don't get it because he used to be, you know, really. Yeah. Useful, but like I don't know this season. I don't know what happened.
I don't think he's really sort of. He's not really sort of turned up. He's not really here. His mind and body probably is just somewhere else.
Yeah.
So.
But that goal. I mean, you probably know which goal I'm talking about. I forgot who it was against, but it was horrible. And yeah, they showed him on the replay.
It was truly horrible.
He completely like in his mind. He said like, "Oh, screw this." And watched the guy run by him.
His position was in the wrong place. He just got burnt off by the other player.
And he eventually
caught up with him, and he almost clattered Jarstein rather than actually stopping the goal. The whole thing was just a total pig's ear.
I saw him on Sunday. He came by to visit the game I was at.
He's still in Berlin.
The U game, yeah. He was there. And I think he was more dynamic there than had on the pitch. Than I think.
He was more energetic, leaving his car.
Probably, yes. Expending more energy getting out of his car than he did in the game. But curiously, in that Augsburg game, there was another back pass incident with Schalbred this time.
Okay.
He sort of passed it back to Jarstein, and Jarstein just managed to save it. He got a boot in the way, didn't he? Was it a shin or... Some part of his leg, anyway, got in the way. But I mean, that was almost disastrous.
Wow!
So in two games, is three disastrous back passes. I mean, that's a bit of an issue.
You're supposed to go the other way, guys.
Yeah, it's the other way. It's behind you.
Speaking of disaster, we're going to talk about the first half.
the first goal that we conceded was. Horrendous.
Yeah, but that was just bad luck.
I know it was bad luck, but it was just a horrible, horrible, horrible deflection.
If the shot would have gone straight, he would have totally had the ball.
Yeah.
He was going the right way.
Yeah, Jarstein was absolutely going the right way, but then...
But then he had to get up and scramble over.
He had no chance. It was, and it just sort of... It just hit... Which player was it that it hit? Okay.
Darida.
Stark. Was it Darida?
Darida.
I thought it was... whatever.
It was too far out for Stark.
Yeah, but... I mean, hit him on the shoulder or whatever. It just bounced up in the air.
It hit him
and then,
on the foot and it went all the way up.
Yeah.
And then clunked down when...
And then sort of bounced into the
secondly.
Goal.
Wow.
It was horrible. Horrible, horrible.
Yeah, but what do you think when that happens? You think poo, I always think, that again.
No. That's my traditional tweet whenever to concede a goal, it's poo.
And when somebody
the second goal we concede is double poo poo. And then I start putting little pictures of piles of poo, and so on and so forth.
You're always so restrained every time Hertha gets scored against. I'm impressed because that's not the word I use when they get scored against. Trust me.
Yeah, but you French Canadians are very.
Yeah, you're
it's the Gallic temperament coming out there.
Probably.
Possibly, I don't know.
Yeah. But, I'm saying horrible stuff. Sorry. Oops.
Just going to tweet.
Okay.
Yeah, so we were down one goal, which was fine. Wasn't there one chance for Hertha? No, was there none? No.
Can't remember much, really, to be honest. Went at half-time, just one goal down, which isn't too bad. You can get back from a goal. Interesting, I saw a stat about coming back from behind. I think I mentioned it to you yesterday, didn't I, Patrick?
Yes.
About,
yes.
This season we've had 8 games where we've come back to avoid defeat after sort of going down a goal, at least one goal. In this particular case, it was 2 goals down. But although it's not good that we're conceding those goals in the first place,
yeah.
It what I draw some sort of solace from is the fact that we're fighting yes. and coming back.
Yeah, it shows a resolve.
Yeah, yeah. It shows a fighting spirit to the yes. team, because there has been times in the past, in past season, yeah, once we went down, I wouldn't say we sort of, you know, rolled over and waved our feet up in the air, but it was... We were never really
It's true. You could see that, like, they didn't give up, but they were very deflated. Yeah. And
yeah. It looked like again. That for 80 minutes.
Yeah.
They're not coming back. I was thinking about bringing a book next time, because it was really shitty.
No matter how bad things are, I'm always sitting there on the edge of my seat, sort of, you know, willing them on, but... anyway,
sometimes you get the feeling that you're the only one, you're the one in the entire stadium who wants it the most, like, because the 11 guys on the pitch, yeah. you know, they don't seem yeah. to give a shit.
they don't seem too bothered sometimes. Yeah, exactly. So, but I mean things.
Oh, yeah, it's the second goal by Cordova.
Yeah. I'm sorry, we can swear, right? It's too late to ask.
I don't care.
Okay.
Mm.
Do what the fuck you want.
for the second goal, Stark got beaten, didn't he? It was.
But that was a good individual play by Cordova.
It was. To be fair, it was.
Yeah. It was all there was no great. But
he was
assists by Kai Uwe. Kai Uwe is called Kai Uwe by the fans in Augsburg. I heard.
There we go.
Augsburg is in Bavaria, right?
Don't ask them that. Bavaria is difficult. I don't even know, but I think it's more.
Gotta look it up.
I think, but it's more. I think they call themselves from Swabia or something like that.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Or
but it's on
Uber,
the end of
Uber
the
Bayern or stuff like that.
Augsburg, you can get to Augsburg from Munich on the S-Bahn, can't you?
Bavaria.
It's the end of the line, I think.
We took the car. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's one of these stadiums waiting. Oh. Somebody bought a few acres from some peasant, and then they built the stadium there. And of course, they only have one little bridge that gets you there, so you have to wait 2 hours to get out.
Oh, what? Nice. I hate places like that.
Or Mainz, where you have to walk.
Well, Hamburg's a bit like that, isn't it? It's a bit of a...
Stellingen, yes.
It's a bit of a walk to get to that one, but anyway, we digress.
But I was just wondering the way the fans were pronouncing his name. I was just wondering if it was a Bavaria thing.
No, it's Kai Uwe is just the name. Kai hyphen Uwe.
Okay.
I think there was a Toyota commercial in the 90s where someone said Kai Uwe, mach ich mir den Affen. Right, yeah. Back in the day.
All
right. Kai Uwe. It's funny because they always yell Kai Uwe, but his name is Kai Uwe and he's from Brazil, I guess, right?
I'd guess so. I don't know.
Honestly, I was talking to the person right behind me when something happened, because I was done with the game, and I decided not to watch anymore. And I turned around and I talked.
Yeah, actually, doesn't like football very much.
I talked to our friend Sabine, who officially has shaken hands with me on getting a season ticket next season. You heard it here; it's official now.
Well, there you go.
No backsies.
They're being released.
Whoops.
Monday, aren't they? Season tickets.
Season tickets, yeah. Somebody wrote something. My wife said, "Oh, yeah. If you want people to buy season tickets, that was not a good display."
No.
Okay, and then in the 84th minute, a former Hertana, Janka, the guy who fouled Ibiza Zelke, was a former Hertha player, Christoph Janka.
Yeah, that's true. I remember now. Yes.
And he was like, "Hey, where are you going?"
it's worth, before we go into the two goals that came on, there was quite an attacking substitution, double substitution made there, wasn't there? Where Palco Dardai, that was his Bundesliga debut, I think, wasn't it?
I didn't know, because really? I've seen him before in a couple of games.
Okay.
Well, he came on in one of the Europa Cup games, and he did quite well there, didn't he?
Two.
But as far as I know, that's his first Bundesliga game. Because he came on, and so did Ibisevic.
Okay.
Which seemed to make quite a lot of difference, because not that long after that, 10 minutes or so, that's when things started happening for Hertha.
Hmm.
I think we have to take a little break.
Okay.
Okay, sure.
Okay, we were talking about Hertha. For a change.
Yeah.
Or Man City, I wasn't.
I get confused sometimes.
Yeah, you were talking about some
it's all blue.
It's kind of the same colour.
Substitution business.
Yeah.
Not the same colour.
No, I know, I'm joking. Not even the same colour, and maybe 1% of the budget.
These Canadians think they're funny. Eh?
So the attacking subs, we've sort of covered
that. We had Duda subbed in for Kalou before, and it wasn't that grand.
Yeah.
I didn't check the stats, but I don't remember seeing him at all.
Duda. I can't remember if he was on or not.
Yeah, he came in. Duda came in, and Dade came in. No?
No, it was Ibisevic.
Oh. But the...
Two double D's right there.
It was a
bit. Sorry.
And Dada came on. And Kalou.
Get your mind out of the gutter.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Kalou went off. I can't remember who the other one was.
I'm correcting myself. What 24 hour beer bar did you meet him at? Who came on?
Not again. How many times do I have to say this?
I like the way we always prepare. It's. Hardcore fans, FC Augsburg, substitutions, goals, weitere Spielinfos.
This is great podcasting right there,
yes.
By the way.
What? Ah, here. Ibišević. Oh, doesn't even have the substitutions in there.
What?
Where's the ticker? Yeah, that's kicker. Kicker is just... not the best.
Yeah, Shelbred out, Ibisevic in, Kalou out.
Yeah, but he did do that horrendous back pass at the start, so he needed a kick in it.
Watch it.
Kalou out, Dardai in at the same time. Yeah, 71st minute.
Double set.
Yes.
I found it now, 71st minute.
Yes.
Kalou, Dardai, Shelbred, Ibisevic. Duda came in earlier in the 60th.
Hang on, didn't I say that about 10 minutes ago?
Yes, you did.
4:14.
And I said that 30 seconds ago as well.
Oh, dear. It's all terribly confusing, isn't it, Ian?
Good thing is we can't lose our only listener because he's here.
That's right. Yes, you'll listen to this one. Anyway.
Anywho.
So, I think about, 10 minutes, quarter of an hour or so after that sub...
Les.
Selke.
Oh, yes, more. Sorry.
Came down in the box again. And another penalty.
It looks professional now. Okay. Yeah, it was more of a penalty. At least it looked more like a penalty than the last one where we discussed about it being a penalty or not against Frankfurt. And he just fell normally.
Yes. Yes. And Ibisevic took it.
That was a great idea by Selke. But usually, there used to be a saying in Germany that you never, the foul player never takes the penalty. I think that's...
Really?
It used to be, yeah.
Okay.
Because I remember in the 1990 World Cup in Italia. at one point, Lothar Matthäus, you know, the one who could pronounce Dottenham perfectly... he took a penalty after he was fouled against either Yugoslavia or the United Arab Emirates.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, I have a problem with my memory. It's really horrible.
And he was criticized for that afterwards?
It was unusual back then.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
So Zeka gave the ball to Ibisevic, which was a perfect move.
Hmm.
And it also paid off because later something happened, right? The funny thing was that Ibisevic... it was a close shot, would you say? If it wasn't, it was a very hard shot, but the keeper was really close to stopping it.
He was pretty close to it, yeah, but it was hard and low.
Do you watch the penalty, or do you watch it?
Generally speaking, I don't like penalty shootouts, that's for sure. I absolutely hate them. I mean, a penalty, I'll watch that. Yeah, but... penalty shootouts, nightmare, horrible things.
I mean, they are kind of necessary if you don't want...
It's a necessary evil.
Yeah, otherwise we would have guys dying on the field.
Yeah, the we can't have players dying, that's bad.
The golden is...
Depends on the player.
Well, yes. Yes. Yeah.
We just leave and you guys
yeah, we can just, you know, riffing it for the next hour.
Oh, but in the 90s they had the golden goal and the silver goal, but it didn't really stick. Mm. Right? Like this sudden
but death. Even then you have to I mean, it's like a guillotine, isn't it? Almost a penalty shootout. But if you have golden goals and things, it can still go on for yonks.
I like hockey penalties because it has more dynamic system and you can show off your skating skills.
True, but power play in hockey is about a good one is about 25%, 25% successful. And I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry.
Simon is totally out of his element.
This is not a hockey podcast. I'm sorry.
Not yet.
Moving on.
I've only ever seen two ice hockey games. So.
I think I watched one by Atlanta Thrashers, who are gone now.
Oh wow! Yeah, they are back in Winnipeg now. Winnipeg Jets.
Where they belong.
I agree. You've been Atlanta to a nice Bayern game.
I have. Yeah. Okay. I think I've been twice.
Okay.
It's so loud. We've been once. For free, and I never want to go back.
Really?
Also, lots of Hertha fans hate them because they used to be Poison fans, you know.
All right.
BSC Poison.
One of the things, it's a stupid thing. I've my childish sense of humour, I suppose. But if the other team playing the Ice Baron score, you know, the display. And they have the big polar bear going. Oh no!
Oh really? I don't remember that.
Used to have that.
Oh, it's pretty funny. I really like that.
But the thing is, okay, I'm going to go back to hockey again for a second, I promise. The first game I went to was in 2009, and the atmosphere back then was amazing because it was really the people in the stands were creating the atmosphere. Mm. Like, at some point, it was during the second period, like, one section of the arena was chanting something, and the people at the other end of the arena were chanting back.
Yeah.
And it lasted for the entire period. It was awesome.
That's quite good.
We had that too.
Yeah, but unfortunately, now, if you go to an Eisbären game, they North Americanized it a little bit, so you have some loud music pumping through the speakers.
It's not loud music, it's just
shitty boom, boom, and leave it to Jawan, and like, shut the fuck up and let me enjoy the game for a second. Jesus. Yeah. Sorry.
Have you been to see the volleys play? Speaking of
chanting, let's go back to the game.
Yeah, volleyball. Yes,
that's all Americanized and things, and it's all led, all the support and what have you is all sort of driven through these loudspeakers and things. I mean, I quite like the sport, but for me, it ruins it. Really.
Yeah. Speaking of which, Hertha has a kiss cam now. Oh.
Really?
Yes.
Oh God, that's the worst.
Yeah. But Simon never wants to kiss me, it's really. Okay, Simon,
be far too itchy. Anyway, back to the game.
Look at his stubble right there.
What?
Yeah.
If there's any stubble, it's because I just missed. what happened? We've had the one goal, haven't we? The penalty.
Yeah, and Ibišević didn't go for the ball, he just ran back and somebody else grabbed the ball.
Yes. Hmm. He went running back towards the centre, didn't he? But he didn't go taking the ball with him.
He forgot.
Yeah. He just left.
Oh yeah. We still have to score one more goal.
Yes, we still need a ball. Yeah, we need to.
I thought it was too late. It was not deserved. Yeah, and then because Zeka was so nice to leave the goal to Ibišević, I think Ibišević returned the favour.
He did. He did. It was a pass.
From Darida.
From.
A high ball from Darida.
Darida? I thought it was Pekarek.
Here it says Darida.
Whatever, somebody.
But kicker's never right, so.
They lobbed. I mean, I saw that from the replays, but it doesn't really matter.
Small guy from Eastern Europe.
some guy hoofed it down the pitch, high up over the top from the right hand side. And Ibišević, he just headed it on, didn't he?
Yeah, to the right.
Slightly
to the right.
And then to Selke. To be fair, the defender should have blocked that out, but he didn't.
It was the same guy.
Oh, was it?
Who committed the penalty foul.
Ha ha ha. Didn't have a good game, did he?
Former Hertha player. Einmal Herthaner, immer Herthaner.
Oh, it was Janka, yeah?
Yeah, Christoph Janka.
Okay.
This Hulk went through, bang, thank you very much.
And he was just, he just came into the game like a couple of minutes before that, actually. Wow, wow. Talk about...
I think this came from the game, I can't remember where I got this from.
You can't remember where...
You have to tell me what I'm doing here.
It's very impressive looking tattoo, or not?
No!
You got this tattoo at the game.
I told you he doesn't like football.
Any distraction would work.
I have a scratch here.
Oh, right.
This is all for that shit.
We are hopeless. I know.
Yeah, well, Simon, how did you react to the goal?
I said, gosh, that was good.
Oh, that's him being really, really emotional.
Yeah, in a burst of enthusiasm, gosh, that was
fun. No, and then he raised his hand.
Ooh.
I just remember screaming, and I think I got the scratch from somewhere.
It wasn't me.
I think I just jumped about. And my wife was complaining because I was grabbing her and jumping up and down, and it somehow hurt her or something.
Well,
usually when that's cool, I just bellow, and then...
Woof, woof.
Something like that, yeah.
Not just these goals by Zelke, the way Zelke reacts, I just totally... Okay, I have like, I don't know, 10th of a second where I look at the referee, if he touches his ear, or if anybody has something up.
Yeah.
And then I just... I go crazy.
Good stuff. You were just standing there all stoic for a second, and I was just... And I'm just... nodding my approval, and the game goes on. I thought that was what you were going to say.
Good one. Yeah.
So 2-2.
And then we had more chances. But it wouldn't, I think, wouldn't have been deserved to win the game after playing 10 good minutes of football on one match.
Had it gone on, if those changes had been made 10 minutes beforehand and we were playing for another 10 minutes, we could have done. But we didn't. So.
One thing is that I was really mad being in the 88th minute. Everybody was really marking their people and standing really close to them. I was like, why didn't you do this in the beginning, you idiots? And the referee, who I still hate, even though we gave the red card to Hella, who was in for... He was in there for a few seconds.
Finn Bogason.
You came for...
In the 76th minute. Finn Bogason went off, and Heller went on.
And Heller went off in the 80...
Yes, in the 90th minute. Yes.
Yeah.
Stupid, the most stupid red card I've ever seen.
Well, it was Palco. Wasn't
yeah,
it?
And that would have been the goal.
It was
3-on-2.
Yeah. But he brought him down. Well, deserved.
I would have given him a yellow card for a tactical foul.
But I think the problem, he was last man there, wasn't he?
I missed that game.
No, he won the last man. There were two more defenders and three Hertha players. It was just he hit him a bit further up and he had no chance of reaching for the ball.
That can be a red, yeah.
Valentin Stocker once got a red card in Dortmund when he just went after the guy and bam!
Took him out
like a lumberjack.
Nice.
but Fritz is also very strict. I was expecting Ibišević to come on and get a red card preemptively right away. Not my favorite referee.
In anticipation.
The biggest scandal was the extra time he gave. It was 2 minutes after three injury breaks and three substitutions and three goals.
Mm.
There was nothing. If it had been Bayern, it would have been 20 minutes. Yes.
He couldn't wait to get out of there.
And if Bayern hadn't won by then, it would be a penalty shootout at the end.
And only Bayern able to kick penalties.
Yes.
Oh, did they just lose?
Oh,
bless. Mm.
Okay, anything else to the game?
Mm.
Of substance?
I can't remember what the numbers were.
That's an important thing.
I looked up some of the stats and things for the game, and Hertha did better in pretty well all of it, apart from the shots.
Yeah.
Because they had way more shots than us.
They had more shots on target than Augsburg.
I think it was
we had four. They had three.
On target, yeah, but the shots
on target. But overall
shots total were 12-8 for Augsburg. Oh.
At one point, we had something like 9-1 or something like that for Augsburg.
And we had more possession apparently, 56%.
Yeah,
they had 44.
Yeah.
So, all right. Yep.
Pretty good. I mean, to come back from
with a point from that
the way it started off.
Yes.
Better than a kick in the teeth, I guess.
But still, pretty much very disappointing game.
It's never going to be easy. They're not difficult.
Yeah, but they're
not an easy team to beat.
But they played like me when I was playing basketball on the youth team. I was always scared of everything, and the passes were horrible. not even the big fuck ups, but the smaller ones where they just it's the life of a Hertha fan, I guess.
It is.
I forgot which. I mean, I'm gonna adapt this to our my teams actually, but I heard someone some time ago saying I am a Hertha fan because I hate myself, and I also am and I also am an Arsenal fan because I really hate myself.
Oh dear!
But yeah, and I figured, yeah, that works for me.
Yes.
You have to enjoy some kind of punishment to be.
I think you must do.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we have the host walking about looking for something.
He's looking for a book to read because he doesn't really like football very much.
Okay, he is bored.
Never listen to me. That's a problem.
He is bored with us. So we are taking the show.
No, I was trying to work out which game it was. Had those banners I was talking about earlier on.
The banners.
The ones about is it first Bavaria that. Then
that was
next,
last game.
What was the last home game?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't remember what it was.
First we take Bavaria, then we take Berlin.
Yes.
No.
It wasn't quite. Yeah. And it's worth mentioning to the other listener, if there is one.
The guy from Scotland? Or the guy from America?
From...
The guy from Scotland with the banner?
Yes. The only member of his personal Hertha fan club. Yeah. But the banners and things up at that last game, they were sort of making reference to... I think it's a prospective law change in Bavaria that give pretty draconian police powers.
Pretty medieval.
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, I think it has to be under the... I think it was imminent danger, and that imminent danger could be almost...
Being depressed.
Anything, really. Would mean that the police could tap your phone and intercept your emails and...
Oh, but then you have the mental illness.
You can be...
Law that's going to be changed. So if you're depressed, you can be locked up just for being depressed.
Really?
Poor Hertha fans. What are they
doing? Well, right. The stadium's going to be empty.
Emptier.
Or emptier, yes.
I was looking for a Nick Hornby book, but I can't find it.
Fever Pitch?
Yes, it's somewhere
Fever Pitch?
Yes.
Fever Pitch? I remember there was this horrible American remake from that book with Jimmy Fallon and Drew Barrymore.
And what team was it about? What sport?
The Boston Red Sox. But the thing is, they won the World Series for the first time in 86 years. They had to change the entire screenplay, considering the Red Sox were going to win.
Because it was the curse of the Bambino. They sold Babe Ruth to the Yankees, and then took them 86 years to win the World Series.
Yeah. And
they called it the curse of the Bambino because he was called Bambino.
Yes, it was his nickname. And I think the original owner of the Red Sox sold Babe Ruth for some dumb reason. I think because it was to renovate his property or his house or something. Some incredibly dumb reason. And yet, there go. The curse lasted for 86 years. Until 2004, I think. So yeah, this was...
That's quite a long curse.
Yeah. Can you imagine, like, being a fan... I mean, I guess we can relate. Being a fan of a team for your entire lifetime... and you die, and just before dying you realize that your stupid effing team has never won it in your lifetime. That's gotta suck.
I can feel it coming along. Working towards
1931, 2018.
Yeah.
But we won the second Bundesliga and we won the Schauinslandreisen Cup.
Well, there you go then.
Was a preseason,
okay,
30-minute affair.
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
Sunday was a beautiful game. I went to the Amateurstadion to see the U19, the U23. Both losing horribly.
Oops.
And I saw the U17 or 15. I'm not sure. The one that Zeke Neuendorf is the coach of. And Dardai showed up. And there were some fans, some Hungarian Hertha fan group. And they sat right behind us. It's not...
Which Dardai? I gotta ask just to make
Daddy,
sure.
Daddy Dardai.
Okay.
And
The current coach of Hertha.
Oh, for her, sorry. I thought she was already snoozing with her eyes open. No, it was this group of Hertha fans from Hungary, and it was this little tiny place where we all sat just on the floor, a little on the steps. And Dada showed up and he talked to them for, usually when he's in the press, he says short stuff like yes, no, or we should have beaten them. And he was talking for, I think, the entire first half. He was talking nonstop and entertaining, and they were laughing.
Wow.
But I don't speak any Hungarian, so I couldn't understand what he was saying. Interesting story.
Mm.
Not. Okay, the last thing I have Toruna Riga on here. I have transfers, and you want to say something. Maybe we can go back. First of all, why don't you tell us how you came here? Not by plane, but...
Well, I mean, I lived here for 1 year in 2008, and I loved the city so much. No, in 2007, I was here for 3 months, and then came back for a year in 2008, and I mean, it's my favorite city in the world, so I try to come back at least once a year, most of the time twice a year. And I went to my first Hertha game in 2007. I think it was
That was still a good time to go to Hertha games.
Yeah, I think it was against Wolfsburg, and I think we won 2-1.
It's called Golfsburg.
Oh, yeah, good one. good point. And I've been hooked ever since. Ooh. Suffering silently ever since. No, it's okay. So it's all right.
How you can manage to choose teams from other countries to include Hertha, but also Arsenal from the UK. That's a special kind of masochism, I think.
Absolutely. I mean, Arsenal was from way before. I was maybe a teenager, and they weren't showing that many football games back home, back in Canada. Except for the World Cup, for example. But sometimes they would show English league a little bit, and then Arsenal. I like the name first. It's a cool name because, like in North America, we have boring names like Montreal Canadiens. How original is that? Toronto Maple Leafs.
Maple Leafs.
Yeah, how original is that? Like, you know,
Oilers.
Yeah, Edmonton Oilers. You know, and really standard stuff. Mm. And then you get a club named Arsenal. It's awesome. You know, when you're easily impressed, I guess, back then. And then I lived in Spain for 2 months in 2006, the year they went to the Champions League final against Barcelona. And I was really hooked. Like, it rekindled my appreciation for Arsenal. And I've been on board ever since. And
long suffering.
Yes. At least there's been a few FA Cup wins.
Yes,
lately.
They've done a few things. Yeah. I mean, it's not. I suppose it is quite a long time ago. The period of the Invincibles.
Yeah, that was 2004. I missed it by a couple of years.
Oh my goodness!
Unfortunately, and actually,
a long time.
Yes. And the three FA Cup wins that they got recently, I missed all three games because one was on my wedding day. The other was...
No commitments.
Yeah, I know, it's horrible. The other, I was here for the DFB Pokal final. It was Dortmund against Wolfsburg. I
think. Oh, horrible.
Yeah. And the third one... Whoops.
Thank you, Sincha.
The third one, I was in Zagreb for the last home game of Dinamo Zagreb.
Oh,
of that season. Well, you know, at least I got a decent excuse.
Yeah.
That's why I got married on a Saturday when Hertha played away in Munich.
Did you get married in Munich?
No.
With a TV in the corner so you can watch the game?
It was a 1-0 affair, totally boring. Yeah.
All right.
I think Nico Schulz had one chance. He was going 1-1 against Neuer. He's the former German goalkeeper who's
now... might have been at that game.
Huh?
3 years ago?
15. Not 15 years, but in 2015.
We lost 1-0. Yes. They scored in about like the last 10 minutes or something.
Yeah, because Weiser took out 47 Hertha players and then crossed it into Basti. I keep forgetting the names of Bayern players.
Schweinsteiger.
Schweinsteiger.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But speaking of Munich, that's what we do. But I can tell you about my best Valentine's Day. It was in 2009 on Valentine's Day, Bayern against Hertha at the Olympiastadion.
Voronin,
yeah, double pack, Voronin, like it was David slaying Goliath, 2-1. That was the best Valentine's Day ever. That's how romantic I am.
On my 25th wedding anniversary, I took Veronica to watch Barcelona play Bayern.
Nice.
In Barcelona.
And how did it go?
I can't remember.
Well, Barcelona against Bayern, you cheer.
I think Barcelona. Well, I think I've mentioned this before in the podcast at that game. They had. they had fireworks and things for all the individual Barcelona players as they came onto the ground.
Really? Wow.
So they sort of shot off things up and made a big sort of fuss about each player, and everybody sort of cheered and what have you for all the individual players. But when Bayern came on as a team, there was absolutely nothing. It was just so partisan.
Silence or whistling or nothing at all.
Well, there might have been whistling, but there was. I'm not sure they even announced them. and there's the other lot. It was slightly partisan.
In Berlin, we say Nauwund when they announce the names of other players.
Yeah. I'm sorry?
In Germany, in Berlin, when the guests...
Nauwund, that's true. So what?
Nauwund!
Yeah.
Nauwund!
But, yeah...
In England, sometimes, I have been to a few games in England. Sometimes they'll shout out, who?
same
sort of idea, isn't it?
Same.
Yeah, but think about it. Barcelona against Bayern. Who do we cheer for? I cheer for the refs. There is no way I'm going to cheer for either of those two.
I just went there for the ride, really. I didn't have any interest in either of the two teams.
Barcelona, love the city, hate the team.
Yeah.
And their fans are even worse.
Barcelona
is a stinky city.
Yeah.
All I remember is urine.
You need to...
And bocadillos.
Okay, but you need to switch neighborhoods then. Yeah. If that's all you remember from that city.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was young and I needed the money.
Oh, I was going to say, buy a new mattress if all you smell is piss. Sorry.
We paid 15 bucks a night or something like that.
When was that?
2003, near Radamlas. Wow. Nice city, but... Yeah, I liked it, but oh my! The things we went to a restaurant. It was, of course, we're very proud. I keep forgetting what they call themselves, Catalan.
Yes.
And they gave us a menu in Catalan.
Okay.
And after 10 minutes, he came back and said, "You want the English or the Spanish one?"
How nice of them.
Yeah. But I found the right toilet because I know chicos and chicas with an X.
Oh yeah. Okay.
It's TX for chicos and TX for chicas.
It's true.
Stay tuned for my Spanish Hertha podcast.
Well, there you go.
Right.
But I still have to find a listener, so I'm not sure. Yeah.
Catalan is like a mix of old French and old Spanish, pretty much. So you can kind of figure it out most of the time if you're Spanish.
You
can.
Yes. I couldn't.
I mean, if you have basic Spanish, you can pretty much work it out. And besides, everyone there is bilingual. If you like, if you ask a question in Spanish, they will, they won't, you know, yell at you from not speaking Catalan to them. Most people, anyway. So, you know. And this has been the traveling podcast.
Yes, it has. Yes.
So we've covered hockey, baseball, six packs. So fitness podcast. There you go. Travel.
What about nutrition?
I'm sorry.
I'm doing a class with Hertha. It's called Fußball Fans im Training, and it's for, I call it Happy Hippo class.
Okay.
And it's for bigger people, and we do nutrition and workouts. And last week we did the first workout after 3 weeks, and I'm missing my weekly football
game.
Does
the nutrition involve cake?
No, sir.
Oh, what use is that then?
Anywho.
What they could do is... Like,
I wasn't done!
Oh, sorry.
And it is, we work out. And the workout was... For the first workout, we got changed. I was like, okay. Because I'm missing my weekly football game. Because I play football on Wednesdays. And I'm missing it. So I was really hoping to do something. Then we went there, got dressed. It was one of the new pitches they built for the academy. From that one Capilendo thing. Where they took in 1 million and they built these.
They raised some money to be.
It's across the street from the Amateur Stadium.
Okay.
It's an ultra heated pitch, isn't it?
Yes.
Is it heated?
And we had to do two rounds. And I did two rounds and everybody did one because they had talked the coach down to one round. And I was like, hey, what to do next? Okay, that's it for today. I'm like, what? I got changed for that. So we played some football with a shitty ball.
So how long did it take to do the one thing?
Minute 30, 2 minutes.
Jeez, okay. That's quite a workout. God.
I'm missing one player. Six.
Trying to think of what I was going off on before I was interrupted.
We were talking about all the sports we covered, and then you said something about what we should do with a Happy Hippo class.
Yeah, that's it. So, travel podcast and baseball, fitness, hockey.
You were going to say
and Spain
something about the player of the season.
Yes, I was just
what would you go
no,
for?
No. You were talking about the sheer beauty of Davy Selke. If I remember correctly.
Yeah, that was from earlier, but we could go back to that if you want. But no, but honestly, I was curious to have your opinion about who would be the most valuable player for this year on Hertha. I'm honestly tempted to go with Selke.
I have a stat line to talk about that. It's not really right because I had more goals. I think I missed something up. Messed something up with the list. Because I was talking to a guy from Norway who told me that he says he likes Liverpool, but I think I'm going to make him a Hertha addict some point because, you know, life isn't fair. And he told me that the new goalie they're getting, and I looked at the transfer mark and he was 80 million. Then I thought of how Hertha does it, and I realized we spent 80 million, 18, you know, we got about 18 million for... That one guy.
Remember the name of
Brooks.
Johnny.
John Anthony Brooks.
Well, I don't know what you say.
Okay, sorry. okay, that guy. All right.
That guy wanted to go to the Premier League and ended up in Wolfsburg.
Yeah, that's.
anyway,
and not playing.
Yeah. So and that's true. And we paid for all the transfers we did with that money.
Nice.
Yeah, and the players are Selke, Lazaro. Rikic and Lecky.
Yes.
And there's something wrong with my stat because I'm missing some goals, but they guess how many goals they scored and how many assists they played.
And first of all, I apologize for not being on the guy we don't name for not being in on that joke.
That's
the other guy from Bavaria. Up to There's some mix-up here, but it's 24 goals and 13 assists by these players.
Wow, that's good.
It's quite impressive, isn't it?
It's 14 goals by Selke and all the... I'm not sure, I mixed something up. I think it's 26 goals, but still it's a lot.
Yeah.
In picking the best one, it's quite hard. It wouldn't be Lecky.
Valentino Lazaro.
Lazaro is quite impressive.
That's a good one.
Probably not in terms of the goal tally.
No, but he's a beast.
But
that's true.
He causes all sorts of problems, doesn't he, Dan?
Yes.
I don't want to play against him.
Yeah.
Good call. And I At some point I was going to say Jahrstein, but he's been good, but maybe not as good as the year before.
There were lots of balls that went through his legs this season.
Okay.
Yeah.
Poor guy. Oh, there was an interview with, a longer interview with Joel Petri on the Tagesspiegel. That was a pretty insightful and interesting interview. He talked about how he sees football, and then I think the headline was that Rune was like a lion in a cage.
Pacing up and down a lot.
Being very aggressive. Have you never seen the old videos from Norway where he's just hitting people and yelling all the time?
Oh, really?
And then he's threatening a journalist who comes over, and he's about to throw his bottle at him.
Wow.
Ooh,
he had some issues back in the day.
Okay, so that was before he joined ERTA. So
yeah.
He probably got even worse.
Yes.
He has, like, you know, Vietnam War style flashbacks.
He's got post-traumatic stress disorder because he's been playing with Arta for a couple of years.
He's been in the shit for too long.
Are we talking
1,000 yards there and all that?
Are we talking about MVPs in general or MVPs of the new players?
I was thinking about in general, but
in general.
That's a good question.
Ibišević didn't score that many goals.
No,
he had he had a good season, but he's not really good. He had an unlucky season.
Never seemed to quite land for him, did it?
But he adapted quite nice to the new role.
That's true.
And he was always very professional.
Yes.
Who else? Genki Haraguchi? No.
No, I don't think so.
Aizen? No. Mitchell Weiser. How about the WVP? Worthless. No.
Least.
LVP. The LVP.
That's definite LVP.
LVP goes to Weiser.
I think probably so. Yeah.
Pekarek had a solid season.
Yeah.
And he scored goals, I heard. Yeah. Or had assists.
No, he definitely scored one. I'm sure he did.
Arne Meyer had a good season, but now he's out with, what's it called in English?
Glandular fever.
Pfeiffer's Drüsenfieber in German.
It's a bad thing, actually, to get that. Cause,
I don't know what that is.
People quite often get it at his sort of age.
Never had it.
But it's quite long-lasting, and it can sort of recur.
Oh.
It can sort of come back.
And what's the name again?
Glandular fever.
Pfeiffer's Drüsenfieber. And Drüse is glandular.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's could be a little bit worrying there. I mean, he's good. They said he's out for the
rest of the season.
It'll affect the pre-season sort of stuff as well, which is not good.
Yeah, hopefully it won't derail his career. That would
suck. Yeah, because he's looking quite promising. I mean, it's early days and things, obviously, but that's not good. It's quite worrying. I mean, there's been various other bits of injury and things around the place, but nothing that would put you out for quite as long as that.
Lustenberger played a good season for his age. Happy birthday, he's turning 30 today.
Is he?
And yeah, he was pretty...
God, I started watching how to sort of late 2000s, I suppose, and he looks so young.
He was
so
18
young.
With an afro.
So young. He looked like a baby, you know. And he's not anymore.
I saw Langkamp on TV. He was playing left defender, left centre back against, well, whoever, Dortmund.
And which team is he on now?
Werder Bremen.
Went to Werder.
Yes, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Stark was okay. But he didn't look good for the second goal scored. He was guarding the guy who scored the goal, the Cordoba character.
Yeah, he got burnt there.
Sheffield had a not so good season. Still my favorite though. Duda.
No, not really.
Duda is in trouble. And who else is there? Darida was okay. Oh, Tornariga.
Yeah.
Ah. That's not. I think we should keep Tornariga for the. To be done with that
section. Okay, yeah, sure, sure.
He did have two really, really good games.
Bayern and Werder.
Yeah, he had two really, really good games, but he hasn't played enough really to sort of, you know, get into.
That's the problem, because Rekic is older and costs more money. So he's always going to be in front
of him. Yeah. They have to play him. Yes.
But I read somewhere, I don't know where I read that, that I said that next season they were going to play a Dreierkette. Not a four something something something, but a three something something
back three?
Something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, back three, yeah.
Huh, okay.
They would have Stark in the middle and then Torun Heryga on the left, and on the right they would have. I don't know, but he said that if they play Dreierkette next season, he would get way substantially more playing time.
Mm.
What?
She's gone.
I don't know.
I hope she didn't leave. so that would be interesting. Dreierkette.
Mm.
But somebody on our fan club said, yeah, that's what he always gives us big news about the new season and everything stays the same.
Yeah.
Not at all. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm not enough of a strategist to know if the back three would work better with that lineup instead of a back four. I don't know.
It's more flexible and it's good for the center backs and the, what do you call them, left and right backs, because they can do more offensively.
Okay. So. All right. So
in terms of the. Yeah, the overall best player. I think it probably would come out to some of the newcomers. Lazaro, probably. Rekic has been good.
Mm-hmm.
Lazaro has caused. He's not scored that many goals and things, but he's caused all sorts of problems that have perhaps allowed other people to. And Selke. I think it's probably out of Lazaro and Selke. It'd be difficult to choose, really, between the two.
Kalou was really well this season. Everybody says, oh, he's old, but he has 11 goals, something like that.
Well, he is, but he's been very good. I mean, he does annoying things sometimes when he goes off and he sort of dribbles around the place and then...
And there's all three guys walking in.
He just does a Kalou.
But as you said, he's adapted well to his new role.
And his hands are so soft.
Okay. All right.
This is one of Jan's
I shook his hand two times and they were always very moist and smelled good, like freshly lotioned. He's doing commercials for some telecommunications company
now.
Yeah,
that's true.
Orange or Orange, I don't know where it's from.
Jan's going to put a patent on the idea of having lotion pockets. So you can put your
hands
on
it. That's your idea.
That's gross.
Yeah, that is pretty gross.
That's what my wife sometimes does with a foot cream. Put a sock over it.
Yes.
And then you can walk for an hour and she says, oh, can you get me this? Can you get me that? No, I have to cut that out. Okay, 117.
Okay, so we're wearing our health podcast and.
Beauty.
Yes.
And how about some cat content? Oh no, Sam is more of a dog person.
I do like dogs.
I am allergic to cats, so that's your question right there.
I was sitting on Dog Beach over in Grunewald yesterday, and this pug came up because the owners were just sitting there and they were just looking out over the lake, and this pug desperately wanted to play with his stick, and it just came up to me, a complete stranger, and tried to get me to play and throw this stick for him.
And did
so
you?
I did.
Did it work?
So I borrowed a pug for 10 minutes.
At Grunewald, there's one little set of beach where dogs go. I would never go there. If you go in the water, you're going to be covered nicely in dog poop, I guess.
Yeah. Quite possibly, yeah.
I saw Joschka Fischer once there with his dog.
Covered in poop?
No.
Okay.
Just making sure. Walking his dog.
All right. He's not coming back. All
right. She can. She drinks that white, I like that. And we as Tempelhofers have to stick together. Tempelhof. Represent.
Yes.
Torun Heryga. Torun Heryga did something that's more reminiscent of NFL players.
Or NBA players, yeah.
Yeah.
Criticizing management.
Criticizing management in a Instagram. Simon has a very active Instagram account.
Mm-hmm.
Two, actually. Lots of stickers. And time lapses and other fancy stuff.
You've probably said your Instagram handle before on the show, so you can plug it if you want.
I've forgotten what it is. What is it, yeah?
Isn't it...
Yours, or ours. Ours is DMTF podcast. Your Econet something.
It's Econet 1892, I think, isn't it?
Yeah. I think so, yeah.
That's not Simon's age.
Shut up, yeah.
Just...
Oh, what no. Oh.
It's a term of endearment for him, I hope. Because he always said this to me.
Yes, that's it. Econet 1892. Not related to the wireless company.
Definitely right? Not.
Okay,
1892?
Good.
1892. Wireless company? Yeah.
Econet. It's a telecommunication company in Zimbabwe.
Yes.
He still gets emails from Zimbabwe.
Oh.
In Zimbabwe, of all places.
Hello, I'm a prince from Namibia.
But most of them complaining about the service and the fact that all my data's gone and I didn't do anything.
I don't have it.
No, it's not me. I haven't got your data. You know, honest.
I need some data. Okay, Tornariga did something and la la la. With Tornariga, I like him, but I'm a bit afraid that he might take the Jani Regese path, who currently has no... He used to play for Hertha.
Yeah, three years ago. I remember the name. That name came out of nowhere. And I have no idea what happened with him.
He went to Frankfurt, he played a bit, and now he's completely
homeless.
Gone.
I don't know. So...
Oh, yeah, his club is Vereinslos now. So he has no club.
All right.
That's what you get for leaving Hertha.
So he criticized management as well.
His agent is called Rechtsanwalt Rubinstein.
Okay.
Rubinstein, that's a pretty typical name. Leistungsdaten.
Oh, yeah, okay.
He last played.
Let's not go there.
he had one game in 16-17. And
wow.
No games in the Bundesliga, one cup game.
How old is he now?
22 and out of the game because he couldn't bide his time at Hertha.
Keep his mouth shut.
Wow.
No, he just left. He didn't say anything. He just left. And then he... Do you say in English that you clean dirty laundry in public? That's what we say when people...
Yeah, you...
talk about internal stuff outside.
That's it,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Not ideal.
Anywho.
Reminds me of Arnautovic.
Oh,
He used to be with Werner, I think. And he...
He's in England now.
Yes, with... I was going to say... Nah, not Stoke City anymore. He was there at some point, but now...
Sheffield Wednesday, probably.
No. He's doing well, actually, right now. I mean, that I think that's a good example of a guy who took a few years to figure stuff out. Mm. But now he's good, but he was a bit of a troublemaker at...
West Ham United.
Yes, that's it. And apparently was super promising and they kept waiting for him to figure it out and he never did until he left Germany, pretty much.
10 goals, 4 assists in this season's Premier League.
Nice.
Season. 28 games. Okay, Tornariga, I hope he comes to his senses.
Yeah.
Do you know if there's been any punishment for that, or did
I think he had a talk with Preetz and with Dade, which I wouldn't want to have in that kind of setting.
Probably love to be a fly on the wall during that conversation.
Oh no,
not even that. Okay.
Actually, I went to get pizza yesterday. We have this nice Italian place close to here.
Speaking of fly on the wall.
Fly in the soup.
Good link there, yeah.
Yes, yeah.
No. You were talking about Hertha and being fly on the wall. I was thinking about...
The pizza place.
No, yeah. What's the guy's name? The Italian world champion who works for Hertha. I keep forgetting his name. He's the team manager now. He won the World Cup with Italy.
Okay.
He's in his 60s?
60s. Ooh, God, I don't know them.
Oh, I keep forgetting his name. Everybody knows him. I saw him.
Apart from us, apparently.
Yes. you have the wrong people here, then. I can look it up. Managing director?
He's like the team equipment manager or something like that. Hmm. Italian.
Oh, he's a boot boy.
Who?
He looks after boots.
No, he does everything.
He said team equipment.
No, he basically organizes everything about the trips and the... He once talked about it on some podcast or some show. The thing is, when I think about Italian names, I always think of Donato Melillo, who's the boss of Fanbetreuung.
Okay.
Nello Di Martino!
Finally.
And the guy who runs the Italian place, which is a real Italian place, but the Italian people running it, so it's not really usual in Berlin. usually it's people from Arabia or Yugoslavia. He's a big fan of Roma, and I picked up pizza yesterday, and he said, "Are you coming in tomorrow? Because I'm hanging out my Totti jersey."
Oh, nice.
Because they're playing Liverpool tonight.
Tonight, yes, that's true. And I can just picture your 10 listeners streaming.
10?
Yeah, I'm being optimistic.
I've told you once, I've told you a million times, don't exaggerate.
What are you smoking?
I could just picture him or her or them streaming at their speakers. It is Manotti. What's the name of the guy?
Who?
The Italian guy?
Nello Di Martino.
Martino, okay. So yeah, and we were scrambling for like 5 minutes trying to find his name. And so it's Martino, you idiots.
Golami.
Golami, okay, all right.
No, Golami is from Inglourious Bastards.
Oh,
but
yeah,
to pretend
yeah.
to be Italian.
Oh, nice, nice.
Golami.
Boy. Yeah.
There's a guy. His name is Pablo Fontanello. It sounds like a baby. I can't find him on transfer, whatever thingy. Anywho, okay. Torunariga probably should just shut up and play.
Stay away from social
practice.
Media.
He's quite good at playing, so
yeah.
Best shut up, I think.
Oh, on the other Hertha podcast by Berliner Morgenpost, hello Uwe and Jörn, they talked about, I think the title was, Who's in Charge of Jordan Torunariga's cell phone?
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Good question.
Not Jordan any longer, I don't think.
I think he was managed by his dad, and now there's something else. I don't know. Yeah, and we have some rumors which we're not going to talk about, because I forgot to ask the guy who gave us the rumors about the new players who are coming in. Oh, there was one name we can mention, because he was on Blöd Zeitung, you know, the newspaper we don't read. Because they're xenophobic and racist and whatnot. And his name, he's from Man City U19. Hang on, and look it up. Can you just say something? Intermission.
Okay, well, I can.
Can you pronounce that name?
Javier Dilrosun?
Yes.
Which nationality?
Netherlands.
Okay.
Netherlands U20. He's 19, and from Netherlands in Suriname, and he plays left outside striker. And he supposedly he was in Berlin this week for his medical check.
Finally, Maria. Hello, Maria.
Hello.
Mentioned
Maria
yesterday, didn't she? That there were some people from, was it from Brighton? Did she say?
Oh, you are getting together without me?
Some youth players or something.
I'm getting the whiskey.
some youth players from Brighton that were at the under-23 or something.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
She mentioned that, yes.
So,
and we had lots of Chinese people behind us at the game. That's what they always
I just wonder what that was, because they were wearing the, I don't know about the kit, but something that let her know that they were from Brighton. So whether that was
trainers,
some sort of
jackets.
Official kind of thing or something.
That happens all the time. People come and look at the academy. And then they play friendlies, and I think Hertha has a 5-star academy, so people often come and check it out.
Yeah, because Brighton have got they've got quite good training facilities for a newly promoted club. So.
But you were talking about transfers. Who do you think is more likely to leave after this season? Except Weiser, of course. That's
a
fair compli. some guy who's not even trying anymore on the pitch. But
I think Duda will get another chance.
Okay.
I'm not sure about Shiba. I think Kalu and Ibišević will stay a little bit more, and then they will get their retirement contracts and go to China or the US and make some money there. Who else could leave? Pickering will stay.
I forgot about Shiba, to be honest.
Yeah, see?
Well, he's played so little.
And he played so well when he played.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Don't you remember the game against Freiburg last season? The 90th minute when he scored the goal?
No, I don't remember that.
I'm sorry, I don't.
Who else? Maya just signed an extension.
He's been injured quite a bit, Shiba, right?
Yeah, he has.
Yeah, he's been out most of the season.
Okay. Not sure if he's coming back at all. Oh, I hope somebody leaves us. Sinan.
Oh. Well, he's not doing anything.
Oh, yeah, that guy, jeez. I forgot about him.
He was a... I'm just explaining it to our guests.
Mm-hmm, sure.
He was one of the most handsome youth players ever in Gladbach, and then he came to Bavaria for a couple of millions, and he didn't play well there, and then we got him for either free or 250,000 euros. Yeah, and he hasn't done anything. And he became notorious for going on a helicopter trip with his friends to somewhere, and really? That was, yeah...
I don't know about that.
I see him all the time because sometimes the U23 plays right around the same time I'm at Hertha, and then I see him. And we saw him once in a game where my wife was complaining because he said his the diameter of his movement is like five meters or something like that. He's not trying hard. He's gone. Apart from that, Stark will stay. I'm not sure about the young players. And with the goalies, we have a little situation. We have five or six good goalies.
Yeah, that's true. Mm. We have Jahrstein, Klinsmann, and the third one.
Kraft.
Yes. Yeah.
And Zwick. And, no, what was his name? Hang on.
Well, I mean, I don't know how many...
Zwick. Luis Maria Zwick.
Okay.
Love his second name.
Yeah, interesting name. But I don't know how many goalkeepers...
He's out on loan somewhere still.
Yeah, but still he's...
Yeah, that's true. That's the one.
And Kaba.
Yeah, we're awash. We're positively awash with goalkeepers.
Yeah, but how many goalkeepers a team usually...
Three.
...has usually...
Three up to four.
Okay.
Okay. For example, now we have Klinsmann, who's on the
U23. Okay.
And he got this one game where he stopped the ball from the penalty.
That's true.
It's his claim to fame now.
So that means next season would be...
That, huh?
Yeah, it was.
Usually you come with three goalies and then you have one new that's changing up and down.
Because that was that one... Is it Luhansk? Was it against Luhansk?
Yes, no. No, it was with the fan march of the Swedes. It was Östersund.
Oh, Östersund. Because I was in the... right behind the goal in the Oscar though when he did that.
Nice.
It was really good. It was just like celebrating a goal. Oh, yeah, almost, yeah. You know, when he saved
it. Was more than a goal. It was
So that would mean for next year, Jahrstein, Kraft, and Klinsmann, and some another one of the rest.
Maybe Zwick, or there's one more. I keep forgetting. Too many goalies. Oh, and somebody who's on loan right now is Haraguchi, who played a lot and scored some goals at the place we don't mention.
He was quite quick, wasn't he, Haraguchi? But he just couldn't finish anything. He'd scored maybe a couple of goals.
And then this business about his contract extension that was...
I don't remember where he is now. You have to name it.
It's a club that just...
To mention it.
Is he on loan? I thought he went.
He's on loan.
Is he?
The Exxon loaned him out to...
Oh. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh. You know what I mean.
Yes, now I do,
It's
yes.
a team that we played relegation against, the playoff, and had a loss to that team, and we don't like them.
A few years ago. And
it was pretty much of a scandal, that game. Lots of...
Fans
storming the pitch and pyrotechnics and whatnot.
And the game wasn't even technically over yet.
Yes.
So, yeah, it was a big mess.
Horrible season.
Yes, and their coach looks like he slept with his clothes on. He looked like a homeless person almost, right?
I don't remember.
It's true. No, I do. Yeah, he looked like, try at least. Maybe not wear a suit, but like show that you care at least a little bit.
Yeah. Anyway. Who was coach then? Wasn't it Funkel?
Ours or possible. Theirs?
Huh?
Ours or theirs?
Coach. Ours. Now he's theirs, but he used to be ours.
Rehagel.
Oh, Otto. König Otto.
Yeah, they
Otto Rehagel.
They had something like four coaches that season, right? Yeah.
It's Skibber. It's Babbel. Skibber.
Yeah.
Worst coach ever. Three losses, zero goals.
No, it's a whole season that I think ought to be deleted from history.
That was horrible.
Isn't that good how Preetz recovered from that and how good he's doing now on transfers?
He's doing exceptionally well at the moment, yes.
And to be honest, I couldn't stand the guy at first because at some Fitz? Point. Yeah, because I think it was during those seasons he said something like something outrageously optimistic, and I was like, just shut up, you're not doing yourselves any favours. And the club was
going down. He got off to a really shaky start, didn't he, when he came
in. But
he
might have
been a good player, but it took him a while to find his feet.
No, but the thing was, when he came in, that other Hoeneß guy just cleaned out the bank, and there was no money left, and because Hertha didn't make the Champions League that season, and didn't make the Europa League, they couldn't keep Voronin, and then Pantelić asked for a 10-season contract with him becoming the sports director afterwards and shit like that.
Yeah,
he was really...
They lost all their good players after that season, that's true. So yeah, to his credit, Preetz is now cool in my book. Absolutely. So we are our host walking around again. So we still have we have to fill.
I think he's looking at old holiday photographs or something.
Or wedding pictures.
Oh, it's wedding pictures. Well, okay. Of course. this is random, even for Jan.
Wasn't even joking. I thought he was joking.
No, he wasn't. I'm still looking for that Hornby book to educate our guest.
Should we just wrap it up now, yeah? And then you can look for your book. You can spend the rest of the afternoon looking for your book.
I have to go to the office.
And I can go and have some more cake and go to the airport.
I mean, how long have we been going? I'm speaking as if I was hosting. I'm not doing anything.
90 minutes.
Okay.
What?
Yeah, but before I didn't. The pause and I'll take when you talked. You can talk, it's no problem. We welcome a diverse working place.
Yes. Still nothing? Nope.
No.
Okay.
It's not going to happen.
No, how about some hockey discussion or curling? Canadian football.
Canadian football sucks.
No.
It's not.
Oh, I mean the Canadian league with American football rules.
Yes, but it's not quite the same rules.
Okay.
The running smaller. Joke. The field is bigger.
Okay.
Wider, and the end zone is twice as bigger. Twice as big. So you don't have four downs to cover 10 yards. You only have three downs.
Okay.
So it's a pass happy league.
Okay. Like arena football.
Yeah, okay.
That's a smaller
person. Yeah, but imagine, and it's 12 aside, not 11. In the NFL, it's 11 people, so you have one more receiver, and you can have full motion in your backfield before the snap. In the NFL, you can't. You can only have one guy going parallel to the line of scrimmage in the NFL.
And I think Patrick's speaking some other kind of language that I don't recognize.
And in Canada, I mean, it can be spectacular for a while, but I never got into it. Like, imagine 12 guys, maybe five on the line of scrimmage, your QB, your running back.
And 8,000 receivers.
Yeah, something like 5 receivers, or even 6 sometimes, like going full speed before the snap. So they have a full running start when the ball is snapped. So you can haul it. Like 60 yards downfield, and you know,
I stopped watching American football.
Okay,
because of CTE.
Yes, yeah, that's.
I didn't watch the Super Bowl.
Definite problem.
CTE.
Chronic traumatic encephalopathy. It's like repeated blows to the head. People going senile at age 50. And you know, dementia and Parkinson's and all that horrible stuff.
You have to watch League of Denial, then you get the whole story. There was one guy in Pittsburgh. Not Pittsburgh.
Mike Webster.
A Steelers player, Mike Webster. And he was dead at 50, and he looked like an 80-year-old.
I think he was even homeless. And yes, he was part homeless. Of the one of the best teams, Steelers team, in the entire history of the league in the 70s.
The Iron Curtain.
Yes.
And you have lots of players with a violent... outburst, suicide, murder.
Yes.
Happening a lot.
One of the best linebackers of recent years.
Junior Seau.
Yeah, he shot himself in the chest with a shotgun so that they could analyze his brain and confirm that he had CTE. And he wasn't even 45 years old, I think.
He was in his 40s, early 40s.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like crazy horrible. Time. And the league is like spinning their wheels to cover it up. But now they had some kind of court that decided that they were indeed responsible, so they had to give up this settlement of $1 billion.
Huge. Yeah, but they did this as an umbrella settlement, so they don't have to pay anything more.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And it took years of legal fighting to finally. It's horrible.
And it only came out because there was one doctor who's from Africa.
Yes.
And he was not in that football culture because everybody was hushing it.
Yes.
And he fought forever, and they tried to destroy him, and he's still there.
Yes.
But because he had no respect for a football player, because he didn't know what football was, American football.
It's horrible. It's the worst league. Like they don't give a shit about their players.
There's no technology that can be used to protect the head.
They
wear God knows what as it is.
Yeah,
they hit to the head.
They would need to drastically change the rules and change the
flag football,
the culture, or maybe like. No blows to the head, or maybe. But the thing is, they wear so much armor now that many players learn to tackle head first, or with their face mask.
Mm.
And they bend their knees and they go up when they tackle someone to hit the jaw of the ball carrier to inflict maximum damage. So it's horrible.
I learned to only tackle what I see.
Yeah, now they teach that, but like back in the 80s and 90s, they had the
70s.
Yes,
with the leather hats. Yeah. Oh my god!
they had the headhunters like Andre Walters and Chuck Cecil and players like that. Yeah,
I was playing some recreational American football, but my wife disallowed it. So I have all this crap still here, and she keeps complaining that I've never sold it.
They could probably go with something like you can only tackle from the chest and below or something. They could probably, but they would need to relearn how to play.
But I know there's one guy in the Bundesliga I always think of CTE when I see him. Christoph Kramer, the one who was fouled in the World Cup final. And they asked him where he was, and he said, "I'm at home, right?"
Yeah, and yeah, he didn't really remember the game after that. And
he doesn't remember playing in the World Cup final.
Yeah, yeah, that's crazy. Well, yeah, soccer can be dangerous as well, you know, for sure.
Oh, Zeke, for example. The elbow by Hasebe.
Mm-hmm. And they've been wondering also if all those headers...
Yeah.
If that can be a possible cause.
In the 80s, they used to say that if women play football, stopping the ball with their chest gives them breast cancer.
Oh, God. Wow.
It's like the church used to say, if you masturbate, you're losing your...
You're going
to
go blind.
No, yeah, but you're also losing all your Rückenmark, what's it called? The stuff that's inside your spine.
The spinal
bone
fluid.
Marrow?
Yeah, using bone marrow from...
Wow.
Simon, when have you last been to church?
I can't remember.
Jeez. Wow.
Simon has church CTE. Yeah, so we talked about the games. Nobody asked questions because we have our only listener here. Mm-hmm. Anything you want to add? Oh, Sidja, come on. Say something. You learned so much today.
I did. I learned so much today.
Excellent. See, look, we're educational.
Did any listeners send any questions? Or
we
something?
Didn't ask. I think.
Didn't ask.
Whoops.
But usually if we ask, nobody says something. Somebody likes it. I have 2 likes on the recording thing. I tweeted you and him.
Mm-hmm.
With a secret guest, because I put a bear over your face. I wasn't sure if you show your face on social media.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so considerate.
I don't... Yeah, I appreciate, but yeah, I don't mind. I have a travel blog with my face on it, so...
I think the big thing happening on Twitter right now is everybody... The Bayern fans are upset because the fans from... They call them fart clubs. They call us fart clubs.
Fart clubs.
Are happy that Bayern was eliminated.
Duh.
And now they're upset.
You know?
We're just giving them a little bit taste of their own...
Medicine
after what they do all season with us.
No, but you know, I'm still thinking of that game. I think it was Lewandowski who scored in the 7th minute of a 5-minute extra time.
Hertha. Nice.
Yes.
Sick. Yeah.
Yeah. That game still to this day makes my blood boil. We got screwed so hard. The game ended 1-1, and we were leading for most of the game, and then the ref said, okay, 5 minutes extra time, that's fine. That was a lot, but still fine. So nothing happened during extra time, okay? No injuries, no break, no nothing. And still the ref kept it going.
And there was one free kick close to the goal. And people said after that foul, he should have called off the game, and then Lewandowski scored.
Yes. So he scored at the 7th minute of a 5 minute extra time.
Usually you have 2-3 minutes or something like that.
It was such...
We call it the Bayern bonus or Bayern bonus.
Yes, Bayern bonus is a... Yeah.
But if Bayern meets Real Madrid, they are...
Canceling each other out.
With the bonuses.
That's true.
Speaking of which, the 2 minutes were laughable at our last game, but we're about to wrap it up, so I'm not going to get into that.
No.
Last time took us half an hour, 45 minutes to wrap it up.
Too long. Guillotine.
Okay, right. We thank our visitors. We thank our probably one... Oh, no, I told Ines to listen to it. Hi, Ines!
Hello, Ines!
And so we say thank you to our listener.
And thank you guys for inviting us.
And you had a great drink today.
I did.
We did out to the...
Himmelspforte.
Himmelspforte.
Yes.
Best drink in the world. Thank you, Sitges. Thank you, Patrick.
Mm-hmm.
People can follow you at...
Yes, I got a travel blog, europatrick.com. In one, that's simple enough. No dash, no nothing. Europatrick.com. And look me up after... Yeah, I'm on Twitter, P. Dupuis. And on Instagram.
We'll put a link on that. I think we've put a link before.
You can find him if you look at our at the MTF podcast, and you can see the only person who likes our tweets is our wives.
So, thank you guys. I had a great time.
Me too. Simon has to catch a plane.
I do.
So his place was now deserted. The address is...
Cynthia, did you have a good time?
Yes, thank you.
All
right. Oh, she's awake now.
You didn't snore once.
I try and keep it down. Anyway,
that's a wrap.
I'm so tired. It's a wrap, yeah. Oh.
We're still going?
Yeah, I just stopped. I just stopped. I just stopped. Everyone saying, no. Die ganze Probe sind im Chor. Auf Gesandter, schießt ein Tor.